You're listening to a message from Victory.
Hi everyone! Thank you for joining us today on our online Sunday service. We're so happy na magkakasama po ulit tayo. And today, we're actually starting a brand new series entitled Add to Heart. It sounds familiar, right? Why? Kasi nadidinig natin to sa online shopping. When we talk about online shopping and we are saying that we want something important online, the first step is always to add to cart. Now, when it comes to our series, we're saying that if we want God to get something important from us, the first step is always to add to heart. Now, in this series, Add to Heart, we want to talk about our finances, possessions, wealth, and money. And maybe you are here and you are watching this and you're wondering, why are we going to talk about money? Why are we going to talk about wealth, especially during this season of pandemic na meron tayong financial crisis, may economic crisis, people are struggling with money. Why are we going to talk about money? You see, it's very important for us to talk about it because most of the important matters in life involve money. Most of the important matters in life involve money. Pag pinag-usapan po natin yung basic necessity for us to live, yung food, shelter, and clothing, it involves money. For some of us, dinagdagan pa natin yung basic necessity. Sinama na natin yung Shopee tsaka yung Lazada. Pero for some of us, yung some of the important things that we have right now are money for our bills, money for internet, money for our online activities, especially sa mga students or for those who are working at home. Importante po yung wealth natin. It's also important for us to have a good amount of money so that we would be prepared, okay, for health insurances or life insurances. And of course, syempre gusto rin naman natin magamit yung money for our loved ones, pang date, pang spend time, pang blessing. Most of the important matters in life involve money. And today, I want to break the news to you. Hindi lang po most, but the most important matter in our lives involve money. The most important matter in our lives involve money. And that is none other than our relationship with God. Our relationship with God involves money. Our relationship with God involves money. In fact, if you talk about the Bible, you would see that probably around 500 verses from Scripture actually talks about prayer. On the other hand, around 600 verses talks about faith. But when it comes to money, around 2,000 verses. Can you imagine that? The emphasis for us to talk about money based on the Bible, based on Scripture, is overwhelming. Why? Because our relationship with God involves money. Now, in the Scripture that we are going to talk about for today, we're going to talk about the story of two individuals and how their wealth was involved in their relationship with God. Let's open our Bibles from the book of Genesis, chapter 4, and we're going to read from verses 1 to 7. I want to read from the English Standard Version. It says there, verse 1, "Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord.' And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought off firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. But for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it.'" Let us pray. Lord, I pray that you would be the one to grant us understanding of this scripture. I pray, Lord, that you would also convict our hearts, allow our hearts to know the things that are not aligned to your will. And I pray that your grace would be upon us so that whatever your preaching would reveal to us, may we submit, may we follow you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, in the story that we had read in Scripture, we will see that it is about Abel and Cain. Okay, sila po yung dalawang anak ni Adam and Eve. And we will see here the story of their wealth and their relationship with God. In verse 2, we will see that now Abel was a keeper of a sheep and Cain was a worker of the ground. Ibig sabihin po noon, si Abel, okay, isa po siyang shepherd. And then si Cain naman po ay isang farmer. Now, what we would see in that verse is that God is showing us that God is ultimately the provider and the giver of ability to produce wealth for Abel and Cain. Okay, no, during that time, wala pa naman pong monetary system. So wala pa silang pera. But nonetheless, we would see that they have the ability to have possession and wealth. Okay, si God yung nag-create nung lahat nung ni-steward nila, yung plants and yung animals, him being the provider. But at the same time, meron silang ability to manage those things so that it would produce more wealth for them. You know what? The same is true for us. We need to understand that God ultimately is our provider and He is the one who gave us the ability to produce wealth. This is good news for you because maybe for some of you, you're watching now and you are quite worried or quite bothered by the situation happening around us. There's an economic crisis. Maybe for some of you, you lost your job. You don't know how you would provide for your family. Paano mo sila susuportahan? But guess what? God is reminding us that He is our provider. Whatever situation you are in, God would come through. God would provide. In fact, He has already given you the ability to produce wealth. So you may have lost that job, but there's another one waiting for you because God has given you the ability to produce wealth. Let's put our hope in Him. Okay? So now, going back to the scripture, we would also see that in the course of time, verse 3, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel brought of the first fruit or firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. Okay, so pag pinag-uusapan po ito yung fat portions na ino-offer kay God, medyo kinakabahan po ako kasi baka i-offer po ako ng asawa ko sa ating Panginoon. But nonetheless, the scripture tells us that they gave an offering to God. Abel and Cain understood that giving an offering to God is part of their lives. And we need to understand that as well, that giving an offering to God is part of our lives. Kasama po yun. It's part of our lives. Abel and Cain's wealth, makikita rin po natin doon, was meant to be part of their offering. They were offering something that is vital or crucial for them, yung wealth nila. And I said, part. Why? Kasi when you look at scripture, there are so many verses there that you would find that we are to offer to God. Talks about offering our bodies to God, talks about offering praises and worship to God. But here, what we would see in the scripture is that Abel and Cain was offering their wealth. Okay? Ibig sabihin po nun, we need to understand that our wealth is meant to be part of our offering to God. Now, in all those things that I've said, it clearly shows to us that our relationship with God involves our wealth. Our relationship with God involves our wealth. In other words, it involves our money. But it's quite interesting. If we would try to look closely or even closer to the scripture that we just read, we would see that there's a major difference, okay, in the ending of the story of these two characters that we read. This story actually involves two people who came to offer at the same place and at the same time. This involves two people who came to offer to the same God. This involves two people who came to offer from their wealth. Yet what we would say is that God had two different responses to their offering. So the question now is, what made the difference? How come one was accepted? How come one was rejected? The Bible says, in verse 4, and the Lord had regard for Abel, or God accepted Abel's offering. But in verse 5, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard, or he had rejected his offering. Why was it so? What made the difference? You know, it's very important for us to know the answer to that question because it would affect how we view offering. For those of us who practices offering to God our wealth, we want to know the answer because we want our offering to be accepted, right? Gusto natin na, God, tanggapin mo, tapos masaya ka dun sa offering namin. But for those who are not practicing offering our wealth to God or probably struggling with it, we want to know also the answer because the answer would also help us understand why it is important for us to offer our wealth or make wealth part of our offering to God. Okay? So now, in the scripture that we read from the book of Genesis, we will see that the book of Genesis is not quite explicit in saying what made the difference. But we would see that in the book of Hebrews, it was very clear. Now, I want to read to you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 4, in the New Living Translation. It says there, it was by faith, say by faith. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Again, we ask the question, what made the difference? It is faith. It is faith. And let me say this, an offering is acceptable to God when it is by faith. An offering is acceptable to God when it is by faith. So we ask ourselves, are we giving by faith? Every time we would swipe that card online so that we could give our tithes and offering or support something that's related to God, are we giving by faith? Every time we go to the center, talaga nagbiyahe pa tayo, naglakad pa tayo, nag-full gear pa tayo ng protective mask natin just for us to drop our tithes and offering to the center. Are we giving by faith? Because an offering is acceptable to God when it is by faith. So, for us to answer that, we want to ask another question. What does the Bible mean when it says we are to offer by faith? What does the Bible mean when an offering is by faith? Hebrews 11 verse 6 in NIV says that without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. Without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. Ibig sabihin nun, an offering by faith desires to please God. An offering by faith desires to please God. Ibig sabihin, it's not about us. It's not about pleasing other people. It's not about complying to certain rules or agreement. It's not about a means to an end. It's not about us doing it so that our prayers would be answered. Na God, naglaglag ako ng offering. Wala kang choice, kundi bigyan ako ng blessing, bigyan ako ng answer to my prayers. It's not like that. It's not about us gaining a right standing with God. The Lord, for as long as I'm giving millions to the poor, as long as I'm giving hundreds to the church, righteous ako. Okay? Or God, bibigay ko ito sa iyo, offer ko sa iyo ito, itong wealth ko. God, patawarin mo na ako sa kasalanan ko. Ha? It's not about that. It's not about us being forced by our parents to do so. It's not about us being expected to do so by our church. It's not even because we are required of our religion to do so. It's all about us desiring to please our God. Because the Bible says, again, faith pleases God. Without faith, we can never please God. In other words, we're saying that when we do give offerings to God, when we make our wealth part of our offering to God, it has to be God-centered. It has to be about Him. So we ask ourselves, are we giving to please God or are we giving to please ourselves or other people? I remember, kapag ka po mga ganitong panahon, November na, palapit na yung Christmas, pinag-uusapan na natin yung mga Christmas gifts. And I so appreciate yung mga exchange gift o yung mga bigay na regalo in some of the groups that I belong to, kasi meron kaming ginagawa na wish list. Na-try nyo na ba yun? May wish list kayo, lalagay nyo yung mga gusto nyo matanggap ngayong Christmas. Why? Because it helps us know what would please that person. What gift would make that person happy? Hindi ka nang huhula. At the same time, hindi ka na tetempt na pag magbigay ako ng regalo, yung basis nun, yung, kasi pag ako nakatanggap ako ng PlayStation 5, sasaya ako. Eh, hindi naman siya mahilig sa PlayStation. Hindi nga siya naglalaro eh. Parang, we want to be able to give a gift that would make that person happy. The same goes when it comes to our offering to God. It has to be God-centered. It has to be about making God happy. So, we ask the question, is this offering going to make God happy? Because the goal is to offer something that will make God happy, period. Wala na pong dagdag. Okay? An offering by faith desires to please God. Now, another question connected to that is this. How does an offering by faith looks like? Okay? How does an offering by faith looks like? In the course of time, the Bible says, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel brought also the first fruit of the flock and of the fat portions. knowing that Abel offered by faith and Cain did not, I want us to see the major difference when it comes to their offering. The Bible says Abel offered, okay, the firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. Ibig sabihin, sa ibang translation, the best portions. On the other hand, si Cain naman, Cain offered the fruit of the ground. Notice that there was no glaring mention that the offering of Cain was the best of his harvest. Okay? So, Bible scholars would say na he probably just offered to God what was available. Kung ano lang meron dyan, may harvest ako ngayon eh. Sige, ibigay natin kay God. But I want you to understand that an offering given by faith, okay, desires to please God. And not only that, it desires to give what is best. It desires to give what is best. Okay? An offering by faith desires to please God, and an offering given by faith is demonstrated by giving God what is best. For the men who are listening to me right now, atry nyo na po bang manligaw? Or may kilala, for the women here, may kilala ba kayong nag-attempt na manligaw or naligawan na kayo? Hindi ba pag naliligaw, parang talagang binibigay yung best? Binibigay yung best effort? Binibigay yung best gift? Why? Because the goal is to please that person. Lahat best effort. The same goes with God. When we say that, God, I want to please you, it's but automatic na gusto natin ibigay kay God yung best because we want to please Him. And we're saying na this gift is about you and the standard of what is best is you. I remember a few months ago, me and my wife got invited to join a wedding. And they said that it would really please us if you would wear white during the wedding. So, okay, sabihin, requirement, white ang damit lahat. On that day, can you imagine if I just said, hindi ako komportable sa white. Kasi sabi nila, pag white daw, nakakataba, nakakalapad. Hindi rin ako komportable mag-white kasi dumihin. Feeling ko, mas guwapo ako pag naka-black. And then, on the wedding, I arrived wearing black. Only person wearing black at the wedding. Can you imagine how arrogant I would come? Why? Because that wedding is not about pleasing me. It's about pleasing the couple. And it's not about what is best for me. It's about what's best for the couple. Ganun din, when it comes to giving our best to God, the standard of what is best is not our preference. It's not about our definition of best. It's not even what is best dun sa ginagawa ng ibang tao. Kaya hindi tayo gaya-gaya lang. The standard of what is best is always according to what is best to God. So we come to God and ask Him, God, what is best for you? With the current situation that I'm in, with the financial considerations that I have, Lord, ikaw yung main consideration ko, what is best for you? Sometimes, minsan kapag mga season na ganito, na hirap tayo financially, minsan, pag nadidinig natin yung mga encouragement or exhortation about tithes and offering, we say to ourselves, magta-tights pa ba ako? Tight na tight na nga ako. Ngayon pa ba naman ako magbibigay? Walang-wala nga ako. But again, being tight or not being tight is not about, is not the consideration. The consideration is, God, what is best for you? Because I want to please you, I will offer you what is best in what I have. Take note, okay? When Abel and Cain offered to God, they offered from what they have. Si Abel, inoffer niya yung best of his, yung animals niya, and the fat portions of it. We are to offer God our best. And offering by faith is demonstrated by giving God what is best. Now, having said all this, we will see that an offering by faith desires to please God and is demonstrated by giving Him what is best. Now, it shows us that it is important for us to pay attention when it comes to our giving. Now, we don't just give and give. Pinag-iisipan po natin kung tama ba yung pagbibigay natin. Hindi lang yung tama yung amount o tama ba yung details na nilagay natin sa giving natin. Tinatanong natin, tama ba yung puso natin sa pagbibigay natin. Why? Because our offering reflects the condition of our hearts. Our offering reflects the condition of our hearts. In verse 5, we would see the heart of Cain. In verse 5, it says there, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. God had no regard for his gift. So Cain was very angry and his face fell. Normally, pag unang basa lang po natin sa scripture ito, parang normal naman. Nagbigay ka ng regalo, hindi tinanggap. Siyempre, medyo bad trip ka, masama yung loob mo, hindi ka feeling okay. But I want you to understand that the premise here is you are offering something to please God or to please the recipient of the gift. And what we would see here, he did not even feel bad for not giving God what makes him happy. Let me explain it to you. Hindi ba minsan pag umaten tayo ng mga birthday yan, o kaya mga, halimbawa, mga baby dedication, minsan nagbibigay tayo ng mga damit. Di ba minsan pag nabigay natin yung damit, tapos, ay, wrong size. Ako, di ba ang tendency natin, ako sorry po ah, akala ko po, maliit lang yung baby nyo, malaking bulas pala, ang laki, hindi, wrong size po yung nabigay ko. Kaya minsan naman, lalo na kung ganito nabigay mo, nagbigay ka ng gift, pang lalaki, eh, babae yung baby. Di ba parang ang natural response natin is, naku, sorry, kasi mali yung regalo ko. Because I know my gift would not please you. It would not make you happy. That's supposed to be the reaction response of Cain. God, mali pala. Kasi for some reason, it was obvious to them. Okay, hindi natin alam kung paano. The Bible doesn't tell us kung paano nila nalaman na God accepted the offering of Abel and God rejected the offering of Cain. Pero one thing we know, they found out. Okay? Yung response ni God. Hindi ba dapat, God, sorry. Mali yung offering ko sa'yo. God, sorry, I wasn't able to make you happy. God, mali po yung ginawa kong pag-o-offer sa'yo. But what we would see in the response of Cain is this. Instead of feeling sorry or being apologetic about the wrong offering that he gave, the Bible says, he became angry towards God and even to Abel. In fact, we would see in the latter verses that he was so angry, it even led him to commit murder. Pinatay po niya si Abel, ang kanyang kapatid. It's very important for us to pay attention when it comes to our giving because our offering reflects the condition of our hearts. And also, God is able to see the heart behind our offering. God is able to see the heart behind our offering. He is able to see beyond the offering. In verse 6, we would see here, the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. This set of scripture is telling us that God knew all this time. When he looked at the offering, when he looked at the heart of Cain, what he saw is sin. Okay, God saw the sin in the door of Cain's heart. Some Bible scholars would say that sin pertains to pride. Some tells it's envy. Some tells that it's murder. Okay, about to happen. But the Bible is clear here that God is saying, God saw sin in the heart of Cain. And on the other hand, when God looked at Abel's heart, what he saw is faith. So the question now here is, if God looks at our heart, as we offer, as we give to God, when God looks at our heart, what would he see? Will he see sin? Or will he see faith in us? My hope is that when God looks at our heart and our giving, he will see faith that desires to please him, that desires to give him what is best of what we have. As I close, let me say that we are meant to give our God an offering of faith. We are meant to offer God our best with the sole goal of making him happy. And what's so amazing is this. When we offer our best to God with the goal of making him happy, that is what we call worship. That is what we call worship. Worship is about giving God our best so that we can make him happy. Yes, we can worship God with our songs. Ginagawa po natin yan every Sunday in our services. Yes, we can worship God by being excellent in the things that we do at our work, at our classes, academics. Yes, we can worship God through our relationships by being pure and holy, being loving. But my prayer is this, that we would also worship God with our finances, our possessions, our wealth, and our money. You know why? For He is worthy. In fact, pag tinignan po natin yung binasa nating scriptures today, it's quite amazing because the first account of worship in scripture involved money, involved wealth actually. The first account of worship in scripture involved wealth. So my encouragement to us is this, let us worship our God with our finances, possessions, wealth, and money. For He is worthy. Let me remind you why He is worthy. First, because He is worthy of our worship by the virtue of who He is. Because He is God. He is also worthy of our worship because He created everything around us and He is the one who sustains everything. Kaya buhay pa tayo. He is also the one who gives us the blessings that we enjoy every day of our lives. But most especially, He is worthy of worship because of this. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 says, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." The Bible says, God offered Himself to God or to Himself for us. Jesus offered Himself to God for us. So this is my prayer, this is my hope for every one of us, that we would add this to our hearts, that God is worthy to be worshipped with our best offering because He gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering. God is worthy to be worshipped with our best offering because He gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for You are the God who ultimately provides everything to us. Thank You, God, that we know that everything that we are enjoying right now, from the basic necessity to the things that we enjoy, Lord, it is You who provided it to us. So thank You, Father, for You love us so much. You gave us all these blessings in life. Thank You, Father, for even giving us the ability to produce wealth, to enjoy the wealth that we have so that we could honor You, so that we could worship You with it. Thank You, God, that each of us has a means to worship You. Each of us are given an opportunity to just give You what is best. Lord, thank You. Thank You, God, for those wonderful gifts that You have given us. And Lord, thank You, for we know that today You are speaking to our hearts. For some of us, You are commending us like Abel because You're telling us, God, that You are mindful of our giving. You know that we have given You our best. You know, God, that we have worshipped You with our offering. But for some of us, You are speaking to our hearts, convicting us, allowing us to see that the heart behind our offering or the heart behind us not offering to You is wrong, is sinful. Today, God, if You see that heart in us that is not aligned to Your will, a heart that is sinful, a heart that is offering with the wrong motive, Lord, today we come to You and we repent. We ask forgiveness. We say sorry for doing such to You. But today, as we repent, Lord God, Lord, we accept Your forgiveness and we commit ourselves to You, along with those who are giving to You, along with those who are offering to You with the right heart. We commit ourselves like them, that from this day on, we would honor You with our wealth. We would worship You with our wealth. We would give You our best, and we would pursue the only goal, which is to make You happy, to please You, our God. Lord, thank You for what You have done today. I want to pray for a few groups of people if you are here joining us. First, I want to pray for those who are in great need of provision. Maybe you are here and because of the pandemic, the economic crisis that we are in, you are feeling it desperately. Ramdam na ramdam mo yung financial need right now. And today, I do believe that God is here to hear your prayer. Would you be in faith for that? If that is you, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those who are in great financial need right now. May you be the one to come and rescue them. May you be the one to provide for them. May you be the one to just show them that indeed you are hearing their prayers. And thank you, God, na hindi mo sila bibiguin, Panginoon, because you love them and you care for them. So in behalf of them, God, we come to you and we receive it by faith. Can you say that with me? We receive it by faith. We receive your provision. We receive your finances by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and you just know that you have not been honoring God with your finances. Or probably you've been honoring Him for the longest time with your finances. But this time, what you want to do is to dedicate. Dedicate your wealth, dedicate your provision, dedicate your salary, your income, your allowance. And say, God, Lord, let this be a blessing to your name. Let this be used for your kingdom. I want to dedicate this to you. Can we do that if that is you? Lord, in behalf of those who has that desire, we come to you and we offer you our finances, our wealth. Lord, we say that this finances is from you and may it be used to make you happy, to please you, and to advance your kingdom. Lord, may you be the one to speak to us how to properly use this. Are there things that you want us to give into or gusto mong gamitin namin to para ma-advance yung kingdom mo? God, speak to us. Because today, we are committing it to you. We're dedicating it to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Lastly, I want to pray for those who doesn't have a relationship with God yet. You see, we're talking about worship. But at the end of the day, worship is just a response to what God has done for us. And the Bible says, God had died for us. God died for us. God sacrificed Himself so that you and I may have a relationship with Him so that you and I can experience the blessings in this life. So if that is you and you want to respond to His love and goodness to us by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, making Him Lord and Savior, would you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me, saving me from the penalty of my sin. Today I come to you and I ask forgiveness for doing those sins that hurt you. But today, as I repent and turn my back from all those sin, I'm also receiving your forgiveness. I'm also receiving the new life that you have for me. I'm making a decision to commit myself to follow you, to make you my Lord, to make you my Savior today and every day of my life. I'm committing to make you the Lord, not just in my time, not just in my health, not just in my dealings, but also in my finances, because you, God, deserve to be worshipped with my everything. Today, I commit myself to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Palakpakan mo naman yung sarili mo. Okay? I want you to know that you made the greatest decision in your life. And if you made that decision, we want to help you continually grow in your walk with God. So, help us know you. By scanning the QR code in front of your screen and also probably the contact number there, Pwede rin yun, or probably just by saying in the comment section, I accepted Christ. We want to reach out to you. Tutulungan ka namin para lalo mong mas makilala si Jesus, ang ating God. Okay po ba yun? So now, as we conclude, can we all close in prayer? Let me speak this blessing to all of you. Lord, I thank you for you are the one who spoke to us today and you would be the one to allow us to apply this throughout the week. Lord, I pray that as we go back to our own concerns, our own lives, may your presence be with us. May you accompany us every moment of our lives. And thank you, because with your presence, we would experience your peace, your protection, and your provision in our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.